And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Nine commas.
What was that, Connie?
That's how many Mitch put in the third sentence.
You're counting commas?
I'm talking about run-on sentences, Jack. His letters are so sloppy.
Maybe he was in a hurry. Joanne, where do you want these lamps?
Well, why don't we store them in the back? None of them are selling, and we need to make room for the new shipments.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least three of these commas should really be semicolons.
Some people aren't good at writing letters.
Well, he can write better than this. I've seen it. He just doesn't put any effort into his letters to me.
You may be reading more into it than he really means.
Well, he spelled the word Celsius wrong.
Just using the word Celsius in a sentence sounds impressive to me.
But that's the other thing. He talks about the weather. The only people in the world that talk about the weather are grandparents, meteorologists, and men who have lost interest in their girlfriends.
Jack, you talk about the weather. Have you lost interest in me?
I'm a grandparent.
That's true.
This is the first letter I've gotten from him in weeks. You'd think he'd put some thought into it, that's all.
You're not going to make me move that wood-burning stove, are you?
Oh, you can get Whit to help you.
Hey, how can you rearrange your shop at a time like this?
At a time like what?
Isn't it obvious? I'm losing Mitch.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
I still think you're overreacting, Connie.
I tend to agree. The letter doesn't seem that bad to me.
Well, you don't know Mitch like I do. I can tell when he's preoccupied.
Oh, I'll get that.
I haven't seen him in 3 months. I deserve an I miss you in his letters. Don't you agree?
Sure.
I mean, Jack, you're a guy, right?
Yes.
Then answer me a question. If you were Mitch, wouldn't you miss me?
I'm sure I would.
Of course you would. And wouldn't you want to do everything possible to let me know how much you love me?
I suppose.
Wouldn't you be calling me every day just to hear my soothing voice over the phone?
Well, I...
Of course you would, because I'm one of the best things that ever happened to you. I mean, that's what you said, right?
Yes. I mean, no.
I get it. The distance has cleared your head, hasn't it? Made you realize how little you really like me.
Connie,
Oh, well, there... There's somebody else, isn't there?
How
could you, Jack?
I don't know what I was thinking.
Neither do I.
Jack?
Yes?
That was Fran from the missions board. The church in Sri Lanka burned down Tuesday night.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's awful. Isn't that the church you helped start?
Yes. Nobody knows what they're going to do. They don't have the money to build it back up.
What about the missions board? Can't they put up the money?
Well, not fast enough. They're funding so many other projects right now.
I'm sorry, Joanne.
I wish there was something I could do.
I hate chin-ups. Me too. How many have you done? I'm almost up to one.
Show off.
That's it. I'm done.
Me too.
If God wanted us to do chin-ups, he would have made our chins higher.
Exactly.
Hey.
Oh. Hi, Seth.
Hi.
You done with the chin-up bars?
Hi, Seth.
Hi. So are you?
What?
Yes, we're done. Sorry, Mandy seems to travel to another dimension momentarily.
Yeah. You mind if I use it?
Oh, sure, Seth. Yeah. Go right ahead. So, you like doing chin-ups?
Not really. But I'm trying to get on the wrestling team. Lots of unsaved guys to witness to on the wrestling team. Plus, you know, gotta keep in shape. Thy body is a temple unto the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:19.
Yep, right there in 1 Corinthians.
Would you excuse us, Seth? We're gonna try the trampoline.
All right. See ya.
Bye, Seth.
What are you doing, Mandy?
What?
You're giggling all over yourself. Do you like Seth? Well,
you do!
He's just interesting. He talked to me last Sunday at church. He said the skit I wrote for the service was good. He's nice.
Not to mention he's pretty cute.
Yeah. He heads up one of the youth evangelism teams. I'm kind of hoping he makes me his partner.
Look at you! Mandy has her first crush. How cute!
Hey, Liz.
Hi, Seth.
Are you coming tomorrow night?
To what?
The youth evangelism seminar. It's going to be great. Daniel Houston is the speaker. What do you say?
Sure, I could.
Great. And we have to break off into partners to practice. I don't have one yet. You want to be my partner?
Oh, wow. Well, you see, this is going to sound kind of silly, but my friend Mandy, you know her, right?
Mandy?
Brown hair, looks like the girl on the hot chocolate commercials.
Right. The one in gym who has that nervous giggling thing.
Right.
What about her?
Well, nothing. I'd be glad to be your partner.
Great. I'll see you tomorrow.
Jack, I have an idea. Hmm? Do you remember the old compass that came in a shipment last month?
Sure. Looked like it was from the 18th century.
If it's as valuable as we think it is, it could go a long way to paying for the rebuilding of the church in Sri Lanka.
I'm sure it would.
I'm going to call around and see if any history museums would be interested.
Well, that's fine, but I was planning on taking it to the antique auction this summer.
Well, that'll be too late. The church needs it in the next few weeks.
Well, I guess it won't hurt to make some calls.
I didn't know you were coming to this, Liz.
It was kind of a last-minute decision.
Oh. There's Seth. He's coming over. I hope he picks me for his partner.
Oh. You know, I think he might already have a partner.
What? Who?
You about ready, Liz? I'll get the guidebook and we can start, okay? Be right back.
Sure.
You're his partner?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
He asked me at church yesterday.
You mean you agreed to be his partner even though you knew I wanted him to ask me?
I had to make a quick decision. I wasn't thinking.
It only takes a second to say no. Why did you do that? You knew I liked him. You wanted him for yourself, didn't you?
No!
Yes! You told me you thought he was cute.
Well, what difference does it make? Neither one of us is going to be allowed to date for years anyway.
I'm not talking about dating. I just wanted to get to know him. You can still fix it. Tell him you don't want to be his partner and he'll choose me.
He wouldn't choose you. He doesn't even know you're alive.
What?
He didn't know your name. He knew mine.
Oh, what a lousy thing to say. I thought you were my friend. I'll see you later.
Did I tell you what Mitch did yesterday?
You mean about him talking about his rash over the phone?
No, that was the day before.
He did something else?
Yeah, he changed the outgoing message on his answering machine.
What did he change it to?
It's boring. He used to have this very funny thing where he imitated the president. He says,
Mitch isn't home because he's out on a top secret mission to rid the world of meatless hamburgers.
That always made me laugh.
But he changed it.
Yeah. Now it says,
this is Mitch. Leave a message.
What's up with that?
Well, he has a government position now. Maybe he thought he should have a more professional message.
I wish. But that's not it, Joanne. He's changing. This answering machine thing is a fitting analogy for the demise of all that I once called Mitch.
Hello.
Oh, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
I'm glad you're here. I've got some good news.
Okay.
I called the Smithsonian in Washington about the compass, and they want to see it.
Cool.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you describe it to them?
Yes.
And they think it could be from the 18th century?
Well, I don't know about that, but they can't judge it without seeing it firsthand.
Mm, so what are you going to do, mail it?
Oh, no, I couldn't. What if something happened in the mail? I want to go to Washington myself.
Oh, what about the museum in Chicago? Can't you take it there?
Well, they didn't seem as interested. I really think I could get more from the Smithsonian.
Seems like an awfully big trip for something that may not be worth anything. I mean, I think it might be a better idea for me to take it to the auction this summer. The best deals always come from auctions.
It'll be too late by then.
You mean for the church in Sri Lanka?
Yes.
Are you sure you're not trying to force this thing to happen? I mean, if God wants the church rebuilt, he'll work it out.
And maybe this is the way he's going to do it. Isn't that how God works sometimes?
But for you to take an expensive plane trip to Washington for something that...
I'll drive.
And be gone for a week or more? Listen to me, Joanne.
Why do you always have to be so practical, Jack? Don't you ever just want to take a chance?
Well, of course I do.
No, you don't. You're always playing it safe. But if I had taken your safe advice, I never would have investigated that grand piano.
Oh, you're bringing up the piano?
You insisted it was worthless. You would have cost us $7,000.
This is different. Joanne, I obviously can't make you stay, but I don't think it's a good idea. I'll be working in the basement if you need me.
Looks like Mitch isn't the only one who's changing.
What do you mean?
Jack used to be more of a pushover.
Oh, I am so sick of people asking me for things.
What are they asking you for?
Ice cream and cones and...
Isn't that your job?
Well, they don't all have to take advantage of that.
Is something wrong, Connie?
Mitch and I had a fight.
What was it about?
He says he didn't have time to write me this week. Of course, he had time to watch the Weather Channel. It's so frustrating.
I know exactly how you feel.
How can you know? You're too young to be thinking about boys. They're bad enough at my age. Not any more mature, though, that's for sure. Because you know what he'll do now?
What?
He'll wait. He'll expect me to apologize, and I'm not going to do it. He has to come to me this time.
I agree. He should. It's his fault.
Yes, I'm not his doormat.
Right. I shouldn't be anyone's doormat either.
Anyway, Liz, Mrs. Gruden, I have a very important question for you.
Okay.
What does God mean to you?
Well, I believe that there's a being that created the world.
But what does he mean to you personally?
Hi, guys. Mandy, can I join you?
Well, we're right in the middle of our role-playing exercise. Liz, Mrs. Gruden needs the Lord.
But my partner and I didn't really work out. Can I just watch you?
We're supposed to do it one-on-one.
Oh, I'll be quiet. I just want to watch Seth. I hear he's the best.
Thanks. You can stay.
Great.
All right, where were we?
I just said that I believe in a being that created the world.
Right. All right. Mrs. Gruden, what would you say if I told you that God could be so much more than that? That you could have a personal relationship with God?
Wow. That sounds really good, Seth.
Thanks.
I would love to become a Christian.
You're already a Christian.
I mean, if I wasn't.
He's not even talking to you. He's talking to Mrs. Gruden. Go on, Seth.
All right. Mrs. Gruden, God is more than just the creator of the world. He's our savior and wants to have a one-on-one relationship with every one of us.
Why would he want that with me? I'm nothing.
You're his precious child.
Yeah, Mrs. Gruden. Duh.
Mandy, cut it out. Go back to your own partner.
Seth wants me to stay.
Mandy! Would you excuse us for a moment, Seth?
Sure.
We'll be right back. What are you doing?
I liked him first.
He doesn't like you.
How do you know?
Because he likes me.
He told you that?
He asked me to be his partner.
That doesn't mean anything.
Fine. We'll ask him.
What?
We'll ask him right now who he likes better.
Okay, let's do it.
Seth, we have a question for you.
All right.
Who do you like better?
What are you talking about?
Me or Liz? Who do you like?
Who do I like? You're talking as a girlfriend?
Yes.
Neither one of you.
What? How can you say that?
The real question is, how can you be thinking about that? We're in evangelism class. We've got a world to save. I'm gonna go get another partner.
And I'm gonna go get another friend.
You do that.
So are you going to call Mitch?
Nope. No way. He's got to call me if we're ever going to talk again. And frankly, I'm okay with that. So how about you and Jack? Are you still fighting?
Oh, I wouldn't say we're fighting. Things are a bit chilly between us, but I've been thinking and praying, and I've decided I'm going to apologize as soon as he comes in today.
What? But you didn't do anything. He's the one forbidding you to go to Washington.
I said some things I shouldn't have.
So did he. He needs to apologize first.
I'm not waiting.
You'll be admitting that you're wrong.
My marriage is more important than winning this argument. Oh, hi, Jack.
Hello, Joanne.
I need to talk to you. And I'd like to do this in front of Connie since she saw the argument yesterday.
All right.
I want to apologize. I was angry, and I brought up some things out of the past that I shouldn't have. I guess...
Actually, you don't have to say any more. I need to apologize to you, too. I was being selfish because I didn't want you to be gone that long.
Oh.
Here, take this. I got you a new cell phone for the trip. I know your old one's been acting up. I want you to go. In fact, when we get this rearranging done, it should be pretty slow around here, and you could head out this weekend.
Why don't you go with me?
Oh, I need to stay here and hold down the fort. But I would be more comfortable if you found somebody to go with you.
I'll try. Thank you, Jack.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get back to the basement.
Wow, that was amazing. You said you were sorry, and you got exactly what you wanted.
I didn't do it to get what I wanted, Connie. I did it because I love my husband.
Hi, Connie. Is Mandy here?
No, Liz, she's not.
Good. Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
Next time she comes in, could you give her this box? I don't want to see her. We got in a fight.
Seems to be a lot of that going around. What happened?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. So what's in the box?
Stuff she had at my house. I'm giving it all back to her.
Wow, this really sounds serious.
It is. Our friendship is over.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I guess.
So, what did you have in here?
Just some stuff of hers.
What's this picture?
Oh, that's us at the fair last summer.
What is that all over your clothes?
Cotton candy. We worked the cotton candy stand and we weren't too good at it.
Hey, what's this?
It's a necklace she made me.
Oh, pretty.
You know, I don't want to go through this stuff.
Why? Does it make you miss her?
I don't know.
So why aren't you guys friends anymore?
We fought over a boy who doesn't like either one of us.
Don't you think it would be better to just apologize?
She needs to apologize to me.
Well, what if she doesn't?
Then I guess that's it.
Your lifelong friendship is over?
Maybe.
I want to go with you.
What?
Take me on your trip to Washington. You said you were going to try to find someone, right?
Oh, yes, I was. But why do you want to go?
I want to surprise Mitch and apologize in person.
That sounds fine to me.
Great.
Looks like it's a road trip. But, Connie, if you apologize to Mitch, won't you be admitting you're wrong?
Well, some things are more important than winning an argument.
I agree.
So when are you leaving?
Tomorrow.
Well, I can pack tonight. How many days do you think it'll take?
I was planning on picking up tonight.
Matthew 5:23 says, if you're offering a gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go be reconciled to your brother, then offer your gift. Most of us can understand how Mandy and Liz feel. It's hard to say we're sorry. It feels like we're admitting that we're wrong about something. But whether or not we're wrong, The important thing is that God wants all of us to be united with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And it also helps us build long-lasting friendships. I certainly hope that Mandy and Liz can remember that in the days to come. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Seeing Red was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Alan Young, Janet Waldo, Lauren Schaffel, Robin Knight, and Aria Curzon. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.